How about Bill now in Tampa?
Thank you. Patrick, I think going to Mass on Sunday is wonderful, but I don't think it being compulsory is good. Allow me to explain why I feel that way.
Okay.
When you have that compulsory that you must attend Mass every Sunday, it becomes a routine matter. And rather than something that you can go and really get close to Christ and feel his presence and everything. And this shadow of hanging over your head that it's a sin if you miss Mass on Sunday, I don't get that, Patrick. I can only imagine on the final interview, I'm being told that I missed Mass on March 25th to send down to hell. I just don't get that. And also, I feel like one of the most dangerous places in the world is the exit parking lot of a Catholic church after Mass. And it's because a lot of people go because they have that terrible guilt on their mind that if they miss this Mass, they're going straight to hell. And those are my feelings.
Okay. Would you like me to comment on that?
I would sure appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. So as for the parking lot situation, I will acknowledge that there are Catholics who, sadly, they go up and receive communion, and then they boogie out the door as fast as they can because they want to get back to the game, or they want to get to the donut shop, or they want to be out of the parking lot before the traffic jam starts. Who knows what their reasons are? But what a really kind of pathetic thing, unless you have a baby, unless you're like an OBGYN doctor and you've got to get to the hospital because there's a baby that you have to deliver, that's different. But if you just want to get out, that's not a good reason. And sadly, there are a lot of Catholics who don't even stay for the final blessing. Makes me wonder if they even know why they're there. But in any case, you're right. There are people who got to zoom out of the parking lot, and we all have to be careful. But I wouldn't worry about that so much as I would say, what is the issue at stake here in missing Mass on Sunday? What is the Sunday obligation for? I would liken it, Bill, to a family where mom and dad say, okay, we all are going to have a family dinner at 6 p.m., whatever day of the week it may be. This is our family time together. This is our opportunity to get to know each other better and interact and be family and love each other and have a meal together. Now, that's a mundane comparison because the Mass is far more important than a family meal because the Mass is the holy sacrifice of Jesus and what he did for you and for me by his death on the cross. So we are made present in a mystical sense at the Last Supper and at Calvary and in the heavenly sanctuary where Jesus, our eternal high priest, is offering himself as a perfect victim, as a perfect priest, for our salvation. So your salvation hinges, your eternal salvation, your happiness with God forever in heaven, hinges upon what Jesus did for you. And when you think about what he did, Bill, imagine the pain and the trauma and the blood loss and the shock and the agony and the excruciating sufferings that the Lord Jesus Christ went through for you personally, your sins. And for one of us to say, yeah, okay, but I've got other things I'd like to do on Sunday, Lord. Yeah, I know you suffered a lot for me and you know, all that other stuff. That's pretty cool. Thank you for that. But I've got other things I need to do on Sunday. I think if you consider by way of perspective what Jesus did for you and then your own response to say, yeah, but not really all that interested, Jesus. You know, I don't want it to become a routine thing. I think it's the wrong way of looking at it. It's like looking through a telescope from the wrong end. You're not going to see things correctly. Rather, what the Catholic Church says is, you know what? We're a family. Jesus died on the cross for us, and he gave us his own body, blood, soul, and divinity under the appearances of bread and wine in the Holy Eucharist. And he tells us that we are to consume his flesh and drink his blood in the Holy Eucharist. And he says, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have life within you. If you don't eat my flesh and don't drink my blood, you will not have life within you. So the Lord desires that we should come together. He doesn't give us a strict timetable. He doesn't say, do this daily, do this every Sunday, do this once a month, do this once a year. But you know what he did do, Bill? He entrusted that decision to his church. In Luke 10:16, he says to the apostles, he who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects the one who sent me. So Jesus entrusted the church with the authority to do things like bind and loose. And the church rightfully, properly says to us, we are bound by a Sunday obligation to gather for just an hour to go to Mass and praise God and worship Him in spirit and in truth and to fulfill what Jesus commanded of us. And so personally, I think it's a wonderful thing, absolutely wonderful, that the church requires just 1 hour per week to thank the Lord for what He did for me and for you. So that's what I mean by looking through the telescope at the wrong end. Because if you're just thinking, well, you know, how do I feel about this? Is it just routine for me? Who cares if it's routine for you? Who cares? The Lord is calling you to the banquet of life, to ponder and pray and think about what He has done for you. It's not really a matter of what you think or don't think, or is it rote or routine, or is it boring or whatever. None of those things really matter when you realize why we go to Mass together on Sunday and why the church has a right to call us to Mass together on Sunday. Now, I've said a lot. You probably disagree with everything I've said, Bill, but that's my take on your question. What do you think?
Lay a comment. Patrick, I get what you're saying completely. I love the Lord with all my heart and soul, and I love going to Mass. But I'm just saying that when it's compulsory, it's like almost like your wife saying, Patrick, you must love me, period. And of course you love your wife, but when she tells you you must love her, it takes on a whole different meaning. I would rather love my wife because it's kind of like letting a bird go and let him fly. If they love you, they'll come back. I don't know. It's kind of a stupid equation, but
no, I get it. But remember what Jesus said. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So He's saying to you and to me, do you really love me? Okay, if you really love me, then keep my commandments. And one of His commandments is to listen to the church. And the church says, hey, everybody, Mass on Sunday. Unless you can't make it, that's different. The universal church, the Catholic Church, going back to the time of the apostles, said, go to Mass on Sunday. If you can't make it, okay, that's fine. But if you can make it, go to Mass on Sunday. And that's good. And we need that. And just like a speed limit, it's compulsory not to drive over the speed limit. Doesn't mean that people don't do it, but it leads to accidents and death and injury. It's a good thing to have certain things as compulsory, because if they weren't compulsory, most people wouldn't do it, to their detriment.
Yeah, I get it. Well, you've been very kind to give me your comments, and I appreciate it. I've taken up too much of your time.
No, I'm glad you called, Bill. I really am. I am glad you called.
Thank you.
You can join me by listening to The Patrick Madrid Show on the Relevant Radio app, live each weekday at 8 to 11 a.m. And thanks for listening.